Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for joining us. Happy Friday to everyone, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I have a quiz as we begin the program for Linda. So, you know, the other night, that, and we don't spend a lot of time on this program talking about ratings. You know, we, in the 27 years I've been on Fox, once we got to number one, we've been the top rated show. I can only say thank you to this audience. That's not, I don't want to be sounding braggish. I hate people that brag, but I'm just being factual and I'm grateful. And, the same with this radio show. We're now on what, 720 stations. I never thought anything like that would ever happen to me. I'm very grateful. Because this is my love, my passion. First time I got behind a radio microphone, I mean, I just fell in love with this thing. And I'm so thankful that you listen, and I'm thankful that you watch. And I can't do this without your support. We live and die by those things called ratings and people watching the show. And the way I try to get good ratings is doing good shows every day. They're really struggling, though, at fake news CNN. So we're at nearly 3 million. The other night, guess how many viewers they had Dr. Jill Biden for the hour? How many at fake news CNN? How many viewers do you think watch that extravaganza? Give me your best bet. Take a look.
How many dogs do they have?
How many dogs?
Because I'm assuming that's all that was watching.
No, I think they have those two German shepherds.
Forget about it. Here you go. There's your two viewers.
Well, they don't have a cat that was overfed like yours.
Listen.
And had to go to a fat farm.
My cat, for the first time in her life, if she saw Dr. Jill Biden, she would have ran from that screen.
Okay, but, you know, I don't even think you can use the word. You have to say chubby now, I guess, right?
Oh, please. I don't have time for that.
You know, I love people. I'm doing the studio audience show, and people tell me, you know, you look taller in person. I'm like, really? You look skinnier in person. I'm like, really? You look younger in person. I'm like, really? So basically, I'm short, old, and chubby on TV.
That's listen, what I say. I told you, I walked past Mark Simone the other day at that event.
Yeah.
He walked right past me. I said,
oh,
hello.
My gosh. Yeah,
he said, well, you look good. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Does that mean I look terrible every other time you see me in the office?
What do you think, Dr. Jill Biden?
If I had to guess, I don't know, 700,000.
Nope. Lower.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you think? Now remember, this is an entire network.
I mean, they had close to 90 million votes, right? I mean, America loves the Bidens.
They love the Bidens.
They love them so much. So much.
Second guess.
58,000.
Not that low.
Going the other way.
368,000 total.
Split the difference.
I mean, it's pathetic.
Well, she's pathetic.
I can't even believe it. I'm not shocked because that's
the woman who cares.
CNN.
She compares people to tacos. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, it's hilarious. We'll play this later. My favorite Biden cut of the week is he's in Philly, you know, pushing his socialist financial agenda.
Where was Fetterman?
Fetterman. Nobody knows what Fetterman is. And anyway, refers to Trump as maybe your future president. I'm like, oh, okay. You can't make that up. And then I'll play later, too, Kamala Harris, you know, saying that kids are facing climate mental health issues. What is she talking about? Like Mayorkas, they've been telling us the border's secure. Turns out the border's not so secure.
You should play that now.
But
it's
then
so
he
crazy.
Said that Mayorkas goes on to blame climate change for the increase in illegal immigrants coming to this country. I'm like, oh, what? It's cleaner here? Is that what people are thinking? We have cleaner air and cleaner water? That the temperature's better here? These people are absolutely out of their mind. They've lost their Adam Schiff. They've lost it. And they're full of Schiff too, on top of it. Anyway, and then by the way, you know, Joe Biden claiming MAGA Republicans want to gut Social Security and Medicare. Guess the guy that's proposing that. That would be your president, Joey. It's unbelievable. Joey, who still didn't go to East Palestine. I really fear for the people of East Palestine, because you're going to have the government at some point tell them, the air is clean. Oh, the water's perfect to drink. And unless there is an independent organization, after the same government got everything wrong on COVID, the same government promised you keep your doctor, keep your plan and save $2,500 a year, none of which came true. We're going to believe them, the same people that said in government that the air was okay at ground zero just days after 9/11. I mean, I don't trust any of these people. I think they're all full of crap. You know, the whole bunch of them here. Interesting subject on the issue of Biden's budget. We went over this in some specificity and detail yesterday. And it was the first person that did this. Ted Cruz brought it up on TV last night, so I got to give him a shout out for this. And we'll talk to our friend Stephen Moore, The Economist, later in the program today. By the way, Janet Yellen finally admitted the 87,000 new IRS agents. They're going to be primarily targeting those making less than $400,000. She actually acknowledged Friday that 90% of IRS audits will be conducted on small businesses and families and not billionaires. Who do you think gets audited the most now? Middle-class Americans. You know why? Because all those rich people, they have the money. They can afford to hire the accountants and the lawyers that know the IRS rules and regulations, the ins, the outs, how to make deductions and save money, and they do it the right way because they're not stupid. It's unreal. You know, this Biden budget is unbelievable. It will push the national debt past $50 trillion within the next 10 years. That's $20 trillion more than it is today. It's insane. You know, we're going to increase the income tax by 5%. We're going to almost double the capital gains tax. Then we're going to tax unrealized capital gains. I mean, and what's in this bill of Joe Biden's? Now, the only good news is the House is never going to pass it. If they pass it, I will personally go and campaign against all 222 Republicans in the House, all of them. They're not going to pass it. Anyway, so you look at the budget. It's going to be over $50 trillion in 10 years that we are going to have. We're stealing from our kids and our grandkids. We're stealing their money. We're robbing them blind. We're ruining their future. We're ruining the economy. The debt to GDP ratio is usually in the 40 percentile range. It's now at 100% and going to 110. And then soon after that, 130%. That's the kind of number you get from a third world economy. That's how bad that is. You know, so we're going to have $50 trillion in debt. That's what he's proposing. And then you look inside the budget. How many times do you think that he mentions equity? 63 times. How many times do you think they talk about climate in Joe's budget? 148 times. Environmental justice, 25 times. In his budget, how many times do you think they mention transgender? 8 times. By the way, do you know what intersex is? What does that mean? Do you know what, anybody know what that means? Well, the word intersex is in there 7 times. I'm not playing ignorant here. I don't know what it means.
I'm sure it involves sniffing.
I don't know what it means.
It's Joe Biden. It has something to do with sniffing.
How many times does he really mention the issues that matter to you, the American people? Inflation? He only mentioned that 10 times, not counting the direct references to the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that only raised inflation. He only mentioned fentanyl 2 times, border security only 8 times. He only mentioned police 4 times, law enforcement 9 times, crime 24 times, gas prices 3 times, parents 3 times. So, you know, just looking at that analysis, what do you see? All right. Treasury Inspector General audit, 42,000 federal employees reportedly don't file returns. Are you kidding me? That's on justthenews.com. I did not see this article. Thank you for bringing that in. Let me read this. Tens of thousands of federal employees have repeatedly failed to file their federal income tax returns, according to a new federal watchdog group. You know, I do say this all the time, and I mean, I believe whether you like the laws or you don't like the laws, you got to follow the law. I don't like the income tax laws in this country. I don't like it at all. I don't like it one bit. But you know what I do? I follow the law. I pay my taxes. I have not one accounting firm look at my taxes. I have 2. I don't know anything about tax forms. I don't know a thing. So I have to hire one firm. Then I hire a forensic firm, and then I hire my law firm, my legal team. They go over it, and they ask all the questions that, you know, if anything's questionable, then I'll sign it. You know, my lawyer would say it's safe to sign it, and then I'll sign this stupid thing. Why do I do that? Because you don't think they want to target me? They hate conservatives. They can't stand it, but that's what they're admitting. Anyway, Biden's budget will push the national debt past the $50 trillion mark. I mean, the idea that you would tax unrealized gains or have capital gains taxes on unrealized gains is insane. Okay, let's say you have $1,000 worth of McDonald's stock. You paid $800 for it. At the end of the year, it's worth $1,000. So they're going to tax you on the $200 you made on your McDonald's stock as part of your portfolio. Okay. But you didn't sell it. So it's on paper, it's $1,000. In reality, it's only going to be worth what it is when you cash it in. Okay, let's say a year from now, McDonald's stock, and I hope it doesn't happen. I want McDonald's to do well. McDonald's stocks, why? You don't, that's right. You won't
that's
even
just
take
so ran. It's such a random thing to say.
What's so random?
I want McDonald's to do well. I think they're doing just fine.
You know what? I do want them to do. I want every business to do well.
No, I hear you. It's just funny.
And it's a sad thing that you won't take your son to get a Happy Meal at McDonald's. That is pathetic.
Take him to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
A place where their values align with mine. I'm trying to,
Do you let him get French fries?
I do. He gets the waffle fries.
The one thing that they don't have at Chick-fil-A that I know of, I don't think they have a toy. And
you know what they have?
Do they have a Happy Meal?
They have books. And it's his favorite. It's Liam's favorite book. Bear Says Thanks. It's all about being kind and giving thanks.
I can't really argue.
The liberals should love that.
However, you do owe the kid a Happy Meal. And stop giving him these stupid air fried French fries.
I have
fries
no doubt
yours.
He gets contraband in other places. I don't have to be the one.
Oh, I'm going to be the one. Uncle Sean, when Uncle Sean sees him, we're going straight to McDonald's.
Wonderful. You can get cardiac arrest together.
We won't PESCO and collect 200. I'm taking him straight to McDonald's.
Did you see the World Health Organization is attacking salt intake?
Okay. Well,
You want to move to the next story?
Yeah, let's move. Okay. Even the Wall Street Journal, the budget, you know, they want $4.7 trillion more of your money and still grow the federal debt by $17 trillion. I mean, we cannot survive as a country with this economic plan. It doesn't work. By the way, Wall Street has not been reacting well the last 3 days. And then, of course, we had Jerome Powell earlier in the week talking about the possibility that rate increases are going to be much higher than he thought he would have to implement. So that's coming next. You know, this will lead to a record national debt, record high taxes this country has never seen before. And it's going to destroy. Nobody is going to invest money. For example, if you pay your taxes and you have a profit and you make money and then you want to invest that money, and the government already got their 40%. If you're in California, the state got their 13%. Now they want, if you're have a net worth over whatever number they have as or define as rich, then they want a surtax of 25%. And then when you die, they'll take 40% more. At what point do we say, get the hell out of our lives and stop wasting our money with your big socialist spending pro? Socialism fails every time. Unfulfilled promises, more poverty, and a loss of freedom in the name of false security. I say it all the time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. For the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. All right, what a week this has been for dumb things said. You know, first we had Mayorkas. You know, though the border's secure. Well, the border's not secure because of climate change. Actually said it. Then you have Kamala Harris, mocked, I think, for good reasons, for saying the kids are facing a climate mental health issue. This is what she said. The only thing missing is the giggling.
I mean, one of the young leaders was talking to me about climate mental health. I said, tell me what's going on with your peers. Climate mental health. And she talked, I said, I think I understand that, but unpack it for me. And she talked about how her peers are thinking about it. One example is, you know, whether when they're ready, could they start a family? Worried about what that would mean and the stress of it. They were talking about it in terms of their peers trying to figure out, you know, they're going to have to get a job and they're going to have to make a living, but what can they do and how can they adapt the education that they're having now to their activism?
Okay, let's unpack this. This is the dumbest vice president. I can't believe we have a president that doesn't know the day of the week.
That's a soundbite of the year so far. This is the dumbest vice president.
I mean, between the word salads, the giggling, and now stating that kids are facing a climate mental health issues.
I want a Venn diagram of all the dumbest stuff she's ever said.
It's mind-numbing to me. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. Not good news on the economy. You should see the Drudge Report right now. They shut down a bank in Silicon Valley. Regulators shut it down. There's a fear there may be a run on the bank. There's a fear that this could be their Enron. We'll tell you all about it next.
When news breaks, you get the inside story that no one else has. And the behind-the-scenes chatter that the mainstream media doesn't even know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, if you are in the market for a new firearm, you're going to love my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. I love this company. And by the way, if you're looking for something light and easy to transport, well, you got to check out their new U.S. survival rifle. I might actually shoot mine this weekend. I have not been to the range in a long time. I need to go, and I just got my U.S. survival rifle. Anyway, you can take it apart, put it back together in seconds when you need to. The parts fit right into its stock, so it's easy to stow in your car, your truck. It's compact, so you can carry it everywhere. It's only 3.5 pounds. It's only 16 inches when disassembled. It comes in black and three types of camo. They all look great. It's affordable. You can pick one up between $250 and $400 depending on the finish that you want. And every Henry is made in America or it's not made at all. Every Henry is backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. If you want to see this U.S. survival rifle like I got, just go to henryusa.com/survival. That's henryusa.com/survival. Now, when you go to henryusa.com, make sure you get your free catalog. You'll get free decals and a list of dealers where you are. There's over 200 models to choose from, and frankly, you can't go wrong on any one of them. That's henryusa.com. You get your free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you live. It's that simple. We have a lot of economic news, and a lot of it's scary. You know, like they've been telling us, the border's secure, the border's secure, the border, it's not secure. You know, just like keep your doctor, keep your plan, save on average $2,500 a year. Millions of Americans lost your doctors. You lost your plans. And 40% of the country has one Obamacare exchange option available to them. 40%, over 40%. The average increase in premiums, thanks to Obamacare, about up 250%. But why would anyone have listened to me? Well, on top of all those lies, now the latest lie is Joe Biden yesterday saying, my economic plan is working. No, it's not.
Look, I think we got a good jobs report. I'm happy to report that our economy has created over 300,000 new jobs last month. And that's on top of 500,000 jobs we added the month before. All told, we've created more than 12,000 jobs since I took office, nearly 8,000 of the manufacturing jobs. That means overall, we've created more jobs in 2 years than any administration has created in the first 4 years. And I think all this matters. It's no accident. It means our economic plan is working. And when I took office, the recovery of the economy was, there was no recovery, and the economy was reeling.
And then Joe Biden whispers about these 87,000 new IRS agents going after the wealthy. Listen.
And on top of that, what they're really focused on, I saw here, I shouldn't get into all this now, but is what has kind of surprised me. They want to make sure we don't have enough IRS agents. You know those IRS agents we had? They're going to check on the accounts for the super wealthy, which require a lot of accounting. A lot of agents to look at it. They want to get rid of them. I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
This guy is out of it. It is so bad. It is so humiliating. Well, it just so happens that Janet Yellen, your Treasury Secretary, let the cat out of the bag on how Biden intends to use the 87,000 new IRS agents that he plans to hire, which is double what we have, more than double what we have now. 90% of the audits conducted by new IRS agents will target working Americans that make less than $400,000 per year. Now, Yellen acknowledged earlier today that 90% of the IRS audits will be conducted on small businesses and families and not on billionaires. Now, I've gone through this 100 times. All those rich people, I don't know anybody that, first of all, I don't know people that inherited money and are trust fund brats. I don't. I know people that made money in their lives and made a lot of it and are successful. And the only way they made it was by working their asses off. You know, I don't know anybody that ever won the lottery. I just don't. I don't mind the people play, but it is kind of interesting that all the things that the government used to arrest mob people for, they're involved in. You know, right in New York City, I see one weed store after another. No, I've never gone in. I have no interest in going in there. I don't like drugs, period, end of sentence. That's my personal choice. Unless you consider Tito's a drug. I do drink Tito's, or occasionally a Coors Light, or half a Heineken Hannity. You know, I can drink a little more than a half a Heineken. Anyway, so the 87, you know, testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Adrian Smith asked Yellen about the 87,000 new IRS agents hired at the agency over the next decade to conduct, you know, tax enforcement on Americans. Regarding the audits, are you talking about the total number of audits or the proportion of audits on families and small businesses under $400,000? Yellen admitted, I'm talking about the proportion of those small businesses and families. She acknowledged it. She's contradicting her boss. Anyway, and she went on, Smith responds, so the proportion is 90%. According to the data, we can expect 90% of new audits to be on people making less than $400,000 a year. Yellen tried to draw attention to the total number of audits and not the proportion of audits that will impact small businesses, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it speaks for itself. Smith reminded Yellen that the rates of audits and commitments, I believe, certainly are clear. By the way, guess who the people are that get audited the most? The poor and the middle class, not rich people. Hey, you say, Hannity, that doesn't sound right to me. Why not the rich people? Well, it seems that they pull my... You're going to get the Hannity treatment. The Hannity treatment is, see the word Hannity, yank the file. You know, let's go through it. Problem is, there's nothing wrong with my income taxes. I pay my taxes. And by the way, I urge all of you, follow the law. Pay your taxes. Don't be stupid. Because they will come after you. I know many people that this has happened to. So be careful. I would urge you to take it seriously, but you're going to do what you want. You know, but you think of the overall economy here. We're talking about $50 trillion in national debt, $20 trillion more dollars in national debt in 10 years. That's Joe Biden's budget. And he's out there, you know, telling us the economy's great. It's not great. $6.9 trillion budget plan, $5.5 trillion in new tax increases over the next decade, you know, a massive 5.2% federal worker pay raise that he's included in this deal. By the way, people that work for the federal government, the story that I just told you about, you know, 4 out of 10 federal workers don't even file their income taxes. Why aren't they auditing them? I file my taxes right there, you know, and it's so frustrating. Anyway, so Biden makes his announcement now that we've had time to examine it. There's nothing good here. Raising income taxes by 5%, nearly doubling the capital gains tax, a new 25% minimum tax on families worth X amount of dollars. And I'm thinking, okay, you're going to take their money. They already pay taxes on that money. Now you're going to double the capital gains tax if they put that money at risk in a business that hopefully creates jobs and is successful by providing new goods and services. Nobody, if you have to pay that much in taxes, they're not going to risk their money. When you take taxed money already and then you put it at risk and then you get a profit, if you're lucky enough to get a profit, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you lose money in an investment. But if you make a profit, now they're taking the same amount of money they're taking for income tax reasons. So they're taking, you risk, you have money taxed, you put it at risk, and now they want 40 cents of every dollar. And on top of that, then they want unrealized capital gains taxed. Again, it's phantom money. Like you look at the stock market today, the Dow down 427 as we speak. Okay, it's a crappy week on Wall Street because we have nothing but crappy news on the economy. All right, so what's an unrealized capital gains increase or tax? Okay, you buy stocks, you have $1,000 in McDonald's stocks. Today it's worth, you paid $800. By the end of the year, it's worth $1,000. You now have to pay taxes. You have to pay capital gains taxes on money based on the increase on paper. That's only paper. That's phantom money.
Can I make a proposition?
When you finally sell the McDonald's stock, maybe it's worth $500, but you already paid taxes because they're taxing you on unrealized gains. It doesn't become real until you cash it in. Yes.
Are you ready for my idea? It's groundbreaking. I'd like to take the 87,000 new agents, divide it by two is around 43.5, and apply all of those to the 42,000 federal agents that can't file their taxes, and let those two wash out and leave the American people alone. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know.
I'm thinking out loud. How about we hire 87,000 more Border Patrol agents?
Oh, forget about it. I'm all in. Let's start that petition.
I got you there. There we go. Now we're... The only thing I'm happy about is increasing defense spending, because China and Russia have bad intentions and they want to kick our ass and they want America to be weak. That scares the hell out of me. You know, a 5.2% pay raise, we can't afford it. $6 billion in more Ukrainian aid, up to $130 billion. Are you kidding me? And Western Europe doesn't chip in their fair share. $59 billion in new funds for affordable housing. Oh, so we're going to take money from one group of people and we're going to build free homes for another group of people. Isn't that nice? You know, that's a new Green Deal, radicalism, socialism. It's unreal. You know, and this is not going to end well for this country. I am telling you, this is really bad. This is not going to end well. You know, when you listen to the president, you know, Uncle Sam needs to start closing the budget gap. You know, Republicans now are going to have a fight over the debt ceiling. All 222 Republicans in the House, and I've been saying this now for months, you guys need to unite together. And you need to put forward a plan of fiscal responsibility that in exchange for your vote to raise the debt ceiling, so the full faith and credit of the United States will not be put in jeopardy, because that's going to be the panicked argument when they get to the final hours of this, and hoping and praying and counting on Republicans fighting each other and not uniting behind a plan. You have the opportunity, and this is going to be a heavy lift. Kevin McCarthy needs 218 Republican votes to do something to instill fiscal responsibility. Look, they did it once. If you recall, the Budget Reduction Act, I forget what year it was, and that included sequestration, which is automatic spending cuts. That's where we need to go. We got to live within our means. Connie Mack, remember you had the penny plan? Congressman Connie Mack of Florida, great guy. And now we probably need a nickel or a dime plan. And that is, you know, you have baseline budgeting, which every year they include increases in every department in spending. Well, you can't, at this point, you're robbing from your children. I would rather that we cut actual dollars and have no increases in spending, with the exception you take care of Social Security and Medicare and our defense. You know what? Everything else, you know, make do with less. And it's not even really less, because the budgets have been exploding for year after year after year. I mean, they still want to spend on, you know, COVID levels. The pandemic is over, Joey said. Maybe it's the time to let Novak Djokovic play in the Miami Open and the U.S. Open. They won't let him fly into play. The guy has natural immunity. My gosh. I think it's a great idea, Ron DeSantis said. Okay, you can't enter by plane. He'll send a boat to the Bahamas and bring him in that way. So unfair. One of the greatest athletes of all time. Unreal. Biden's Environmental Protection Agency announced a plan to shut down America's coal industry. Joe Manchin, why are you a Democrat? Seriously, Joe. Why? You know, because the EPA proposed a rule Wednesday that would force coal plants to close only months after the White House walked back Joe Biden's vow to shut down coal plants. Oh, we didn't really mean it, but they did mean it. You know, just like they really do want to get rid of, you know, gas stoves. I'm not giving up my gas stove. If I have to, I'm going to go out. I'm going to stockpile gas stoves. I'm going to buy a couple of extra ones. I'm going to get propane tanks. and I'll have enough gas to run my stove until the day I die. That's my plan. I'm a mini prepper as it is. I have water. I have food supplies for months and months. I've got a pretty strong collection of firearms, all legal, all New York legal. I'm ready.
You got rice and beans?
I got food.
You need rice and beans?
I got water.
You need peanut butter?
I got protection, and I'm going to have extra gas stoves in case one breaks.
You got extra jewels?
Are you kidding? I probably have enough for five lifetimes.
You're never going in the bunker without your jewels. No. Tito's and jewels.
By the way, nobody would want to be with me in the bunker without them.
I hear you, brother.
I'd be cranky. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.